How some companies are learning to stop kvetching and to start learning when all these employees move to quit. I'm David Brancaccio. President Biden leaves for Europe today. He'll meet with NATO members tomorrow in Brussels, and he'll announce more sanctions on Russia. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live with some details.
Well, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says in addition to announcing those new sanctions, President Biden will also crack down on evasion of the existing restrictions on Russia, and that'll be a joint effort with allies to be sure other countries aren't helping Russia evade the sanctions. Sullivan wouldn't go into details on the new penalties, but the Wall Street Journal is reporting the White House will sanction most members of Russia's parliament, more than 300 Russian lawmakers, in coordination with the European Union and nations in the Group of Seven.
Now, Europe is still importing lots of Russian natural gas. Any word on whether Russian energy products will get further sanctions?
Well, Sullivan told reporters yesterday President Biden will announce what he called joint action on enhancing European energy security and reducing Europe's dependence on Russian gas. But Sullivan also said it's easier for the U.S. to cut off Russian gas imports because we're an energy producer. He said the U.S. realizes it would be hard for some European allies to stop importing Russian energy, and the Biden administration isn't going to pressure them to do that.
Also, question of China. What could happen if it provided Russia with military aid?
Yeah, Sullivan says President Biden will talk about that during the NATO meeting. The EU will hold a summit with Beijing on April 1st. Sullivan says the U.S. is monitoring this, and so far China isn't supplying Russia with any military equipment.
Nancy, thank you. Checking numbers, we've been watching the bond market this week, especially with interest rates going higher and higher amid loose talk among market participants that the Fed might do a big rate hike in May, maybe 0.5% instead of 0.25%. Today, interest rates are down slightly from this week's peak, 2.37% for the 10-year yield. Coming out of December, it was below 1.5%. S&P and NASDAQ futures are down 0.3%. Crude oil up 2%, $111.50. Vice President Kamala Harris will announce an action plan to stop racial discrimination in the appraisal of home values. That's according to senior Biden administration officials. The plan, to be announced tomorrow, contains 21 steps to improve oversight and accountability, including modernizing the appraisal industry. An analysis by Freddie Mac shows appraisers are more likely to undervalue homes in Black and Latinx neighborhoods. This form of discrimination is associated with widening the racial wealth gap. More than 3 million people are now quitting every month in America, with some looking for higher pay, safer conditions, more meaning. As part of Marketplace's Quitting Time project, let's talk to Keith Ferrazzi. He's chairman of the consulting firm Ferrazzi Greenlight. He surveyed about 2,000 business leaders for his new book called Competing in the New World of Work. Keith, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
You've been talking to a lot of people. You've been doing research. You don't have a whole lot of time for employers to keep whining about their employees leaving anymore.
You know, the Great Resignation is a victimized way of looking at what's going on, a massive movement of transformation that Mike Clementi over at Unilever calls the Great Exploration. And those who don't embrace it, those who don't find a way to serve their people, they're going to face the Great Resignation, but as victims.
So if we employees are in the mode for exploration, the idea is maybe their companies could help them explore, but not for new jobs, but explore for what?
We had gathered together dozens of heads of HR like Mike Clementi and asked the question, what would a company have to do to meet their employees and help them explore without having to resign? And the first thing we discovered is that we need to help our workers find their why. Why do I do what I do? What am I good at? How do I thrive? I think a lot of times employees feel this loss of purpose, but they're not given space and time to explore these in the normal work ways. And as a result, they push eject. But the reality is if we meet them to find their why, we have an opportunity to retain them.
But Keith, I mean, in many organizations, not every job is the fun job. And you can't promote everyone out of those sometimes not fun jobs.
Well, what we found is that independent of the job itself, variety is actually the spice of work. If you gave people an opportunity to pursue a small amount of their time on passion projects, those might be projects that are actually benefiting the company or nonprofit philanthropic projects on the side. These opportunities allowed individuals to feel more tethered to the workplace that's given them that opportunity to pursue those passion projects.
Or, Keith, or pay these people more. They'll stay.
You know, compensation is certainly a mechanism to reward individuals. But we're seeing some incredibly innovative ways to bond individuals' loyalty to the organization. For instance, helping people get extraordinary benefits for wellness and mental health, investing in their families. They're wonderful ways for us to reward without just a simple paycheck.
All right. But in this environment, especially, some of the employees are going to go. I mean, they're going to find something else. They're going to get an offer you can't compete with. And is there a better way to respond to that than others?
Well, I think the way in which we behave as somebody is letting us know that they're leaving and treating them like alumni is a mechanism by which you increase the boomerang effect, the likelihood that they'll come back, the emotional connection to you as somebody is exiting, you as a manager, you as an organization, really is predictive of whether they come back.
Keith Ferrazzi is chairman and founded the consulting firm Ferrazzi Greenlight and is author of the bestseller Never Eat Alone, among other books. He's got a brand new book out called Competing in the New World of Work, How Radical Adaptability Separates the Best from the Rest. Keith, always good to talk to you.
Fantastic to be here. Thank you.
Now, you can listen to more of my conversation with Mr. Ferrazzi, including, listen to this, tips for workers being asked to go back into the office now, but who want to keep working remotely. You can stream that off of marketplace.org later on. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.